Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. On this episode, we are excited to be joined by Frank Camella, partner at Diversa Partners. As a partner and integral leader within the firm's New York practice, Frank builds senior management teams for high-growth, early- and mid-stage enterprise software and consumer internet companies, as well as influential public technology businesses. On this episode, Frank discusses the current state of recruiting cybersecurity executives, how recent activities have impacted the market, and his outlook for the future. Frank, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great, Rob. Thanks for having me. Appreciate the opportunity to connect.
It's my pleasure. Always a joy to talk with anyone from Diversa Partners, and glad to have you along as well. I know you have a lot to share about cybersecurity. Let's dive right in. What is the current state of recruiting for cybersecurity?
I don't think the climate has changed all that much over the last 6 months. I would say the start of COVID has brought just a tremendous influx of not only a lack of cybersecurity talent, but an influx of cybersecurity companies all chasing that top 1-2% of executives. And I was just in Tel Aviv last week. There's 50,000 developer openings that have no expectations to be filled. I was reading a report yesterday, the day before, that there's going to be 3.5 million cyber job openings by the end of next year. That's with an oncoming recession, if that's where we're headed. And so it's as busy as it's ever been. And yes, there's lots of cybersecurity companies, and there's certainly a little congestion. I do anticipate that we'll see some consolidation of companies in different industries, but that's not why it's hard. It's hard because this is the largest and fastest growing sector in all of technology, in my opinion. Top candidates have multiple choices. And I think that will continue to be the case throughout the next few years.
You mentioned traveling overseas, and that leads me to my next question. How has the current situation in Ukraine impacted the demand for cybersecurity professionals, and how has the fear of Russian hacking impacted the recruiting market?
I think if you're in the industry, you understand the importance of cybersecurity and having the right defenses to protect yourself from hackers. I think if anything, what's been happening overseas in Russia has brought a lot of awareness to the industry, to the average consumer. Whether it's a CEO of a small business that is using cloud infrastructure resources and keeping private data on file, those companies like now are all more aware now than ever before that they need to have the right tools and protocols in place to make sure that they're protecting themselves and their customers. It's been a field day from Russia cyber assault. We're seeing a lot of the battlefields, of course, being fought in Ukraine, but a lot of what's happening behind the scenes, it's becoming a cyber warfare. And whether it's the United States or the European Union or Russia involved in, no one's taking claim for the efforts that are being made to overthrow infrastructure and governments. But there's a lot of happening in the back end that is fueling the conflict overseas. And I don't think that will change. I think if anything, hackers are always going to be one step smarter and ahead of the tools and protocols that companies put in place.
With some of the most recent activity in the market, which sectors of the security ecosystem do you feel most bullish on? So let's start there, Frank. What do you think?
I think the holy grail of security, and I would imagine most CISOs would agree, is if you have visibility across your environment in terms of who has access to what, from a provisioning, from an identity standpoint, not just across business applications, but across your infrastructure, across your Kubernetes, you have all these different systems and like islands of identity and islands of authorization. None of them talk to each other. And so if there are platforms that are able to provide a holistic view of who has access to what and where, and it gives your business an opportunity to actually provision and make business decisions based on access. Like, I think, you know, that is the conundrum that, you know, many companies around like data security have been trying to figure out for years. And now I think we're getting to the point where, from a technology perspective, using AI and machine learning, we're actually able to fulfill that kind of promise or vision within security. And so I think for me, it's all about authorization and privilege access. And if you can figure that across your entire environment, like, you're doing the best you can to protect your business.
Are you getting, air quotes, been there, done that, experienced candidates getting interested in an early stage business?
I think now, so, you know, now, yes, more so than ever. And I think a lot of that is attributed to, you know, the activity in the market. There's 1,000 unicorns, you know, not just, you know, security, but unicorns across technology. These are all really great businesses. Well, not all of them, but there's many really great businesses, many of which are security companies. That doesn't mean that the market isn't overvalued. And you could be a top 10 company within that 1,000 company unicorn ecosystem, and most likely your business is overvalued. And so what does that mean for executives, VP and C-level executives joining businesses? If, you know, the business has achieved any sort of scale where they've been able to raise like top tier, you know, venture private equity dollar, most likely, you know, those companies are overvalued. And so what does that mean for executives is that you're joining a business that is raised on a valuation that's not reflective of where the market currently is. And so if for anyone joining one of those businesses, either that company has to be really creative about, pricing your equity, you know, in a place that's more realistic to where the current macroeconomic set, or that executive, like, I think, you know, if they're looking to have the best outcome from a wealth creation perspective, they're finding themselves having to dial back their expectations and join earlier stage businesses where the products are still best in class. The entrepreneurs who founded these companies are been there, done that, but their companies, just based off of, you know, how young they are, haven't had the opportunity to overvalue themselves. Thus, you know, the wealth creation or the equity situation that executives are walking into are a little bit more realistic to where the market is, and he or she can join, you know, these businesses and scale it, at a normal pace from a growth, development, and obviously valuation perspective. And so, long-winded way of saying yes, and it's because a lot of the great companies that have achieved scale are overvalued. And so, as an executive, it's hard to make money, off of equity and wealth creation if you're joining a business that's already kind of overvalued. And so I'm seeing more early stage businesses have access to been there, done that candidate because, you know, maybe they're 2-3 years beyond, you know, going to a sub $5 million business, but that's actually where the best opportunity for them is from a wealth creation perspective.
I see that more as a very detailed answer as opposed to long-winded. So well done, Frank. What is the biggest challenge in recruiting executives in the cybersecurity sector? Are there enough qualified candidates to fill these roles?
The short answer is no, just because the demand is so high. And so the biggest challenge is, you know, being able to differentiate your small or large and maybe overvalued cybersecurity company from the rest of the pack. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having a team of been there, done that executives with a tier one venture or private equity dollars and a product that's going after a large addressable market is, you know, more important now than ever before. And executives who are joining, you know, these businesses are putting a tighter set of lenses on companies now, you know, more than ever before, based on where some of the macroeconomics are. And so I think companies that, you know, as a young growing business, we don't need to strive for profitability, but some sort of path to when this business is going to be churning a profit. I think that visibility, you know, needs to be, you'll be articulated to executives now, you know, more than ever before.
What are your expectations for the future of recruiting cybersecurity executives as the demand continues to strengthen?
I think the more, I think more and more like VC and PE funds and founders of high profile security companies, they're going to look for specialists who have relationships in the industry, search teams that have a history in security, where not only do they know the candidates, and those candidates, you know, get back to them based on the 5, 10, 15 years of experience they have working with, you know, whether it's VersaPartners or me specifically within VersaPartners or one of my other colleagues here. More importantly, like understanding the nuances of the security industry in terms of the history of the ecosystem and the development of companies, you know, which ones had great products, which ones were known to have really good, strong go-to-market organizations. Like someone who understands like the differences there is so crucial, because in this market where being creative to find the right person is crucial, and you just need to have that history, not only with the candidates where, you know, he or she has the familiarity with you where they call you back, but more importantly, knowing where to look, knowing what good looks like, knowing what good looked like in someone's background 5-10 years ago to be able to identify like some creative ideas in terms of where you're going to find people next. And so I think, you know, like a lot of industries, like specialization in a specific sector. Mm-hmm. And because the demand in security is crazy now as it's ever been, I think hiring a specialist who understands it is going to be crucial moving forward.
Anything you'd like to add as we begin to wrap things up?
I'm super bullish on the industry. I mean, yeah, there's, you know, so much activity at RSA, you know, 2-3 weeks ago in San Francisco. You know, Tel Aviv just had their version of RSA called Cyber Week last week. I think there's such a buzz and excitement for young entrepreneurs in security. And I think there, again, to my point earlier, there's such a buzz and excitement for building young companies, you know, in this ecosystem. And I think as an investor, you know, investors and funds are going to have a field day of being able to pick and choose, you know, the right businesses, because the talent or the number of opportunities or companies in the space is rampant.
And that's obviously a good thing. So it's a good time.
It's a good time. It still makes it really hard to find great executives, but that's what's fun about it all.
Yeah, definitely. Frank, thanks so much again for joining the show today to share your wealth of knowledge on recruiting cybersecurity executives. We look forward to seeing how these trends continue to develop over the next year or so, and to see how these predictions all come true. And really appreciate your time and great stuff today.
Thank you, Rob. Don't hold me accountable a year later.
I, from my world of sports talk, I know when it comes to predictions, I make them all the time. Never hold them against me. They're just for fun, right?
That's right. It's been a pleasure.
That's all the time we have here today. Alongside Frank Camello of VersaPartners, I'm Rob Adams, and I can predict we'll be back again in the future with another edition of Talent Talks.